You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, the Wisconsin Historical Society has received a grant to research sites in Milwaukee that have played a big role for African Americans in the city. We'll talk with a state preservation officer to learn more about that project.
First, thousands of anti-abortion demonstrators took to Washington, D.C. last Friday for the annual event they call the March for Life. This year is the 44th time the march has taken place. And it's one of the largest anti-abortion protests in the United States. This time around, it had at least one new ally, Vice President Mike Pence. It's the first time a sitting vice president has addressed the group in person. Here's a bit of what he had to say.
That's why this administration will work with the Congress to end taxpayer funding of abortion and abortion providers. And we will devote those resources to health care services for women across America.
Many from across the nation, including Wisconsin, made the trip to Washington to attend the rally. The statewide group Pro-Life Wisconsin sponsored buses to bring supporters out to the nation's capital and have their voices heard, including our next guest, who's here to talk about what happened at the event, as well as the future of the pro-life movement in Wisconsin and beyond.
Jade Hurdy is the communications director for Pro-Life Wisconsin. Jade, thanks for joining us.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. Well, so first off, why was it important to you to attend this event in Washington, D.C.?
Oh, sure. That's usually the first question we get because it's kind of a rare thing to gather, right? A rally sometimes can be a rare thing. So it's important to get together with people who have the same views as us and show the nation that there, how many of us are there willing to take time off of work. It was a Friday and get together in D.C.
And how many of you were there, and especially how many from Wisconsin?
Sure. I don't have exact numbers of the total march, but our group, Pro-Life Wisconsin, brought 90 people to D.C.
And has this been your first march, or have you been before?
This was my first march, yes. So it was a new experience for me, and it was overwhelming at first because of the number of people, the number of signs, the street closures in Washington, D.C. It was overwhelming.
And while everyone, you know, may have their individual reasons for going, I'm sure there are common themes as well. What were some of those recurring themes that you heard from the Wisconsin contingent who went along on this trip?
Sure. A lot of people hear that being pro-life is not pro-women, and our group believes that being pro-life is pro-women, to empower women to embrace their fertility and show women that they can achieve their dreams without killing their unborn children. So a lot of people that came with us wanted to fight against that stereotype that isn't true about the pro-life movement. I heard that from a lot of people that came on my bus. And a lot of people are also hopeful with this new administration. VP Mike Pence spoke at the rally along with Kellyanne Conway, a presidential advisor. So it's great to have people who are in those offices of power in D.C. on our side.
What did Vice President Mike Pence have to say, and also Kellyanne Conway?
Well, unfortunately, the number of people it wasn't conducive to me to hear the speeches, but I have heard some of the comments afterwards, and Mike Pence has always been a strong pro-life advocate every time he's been elected. In fact, he put out the Pence Amendment several years ago, which defunded every single Planned Parenthood. Unfortunately, that wasn't approved in Congress. But I know Kellyanne Conway and Mike Pence, they're both on our side, as is the president.
You said you couldn't quite hear the speeches. It tells us it's a large event. But you talk about what kinds of things were happening there, maybe about some of the conversations you had with your fellow marchers.
Sure. Everyone is so friendly. We just would go up to other groups. Oh, I like your sign. Where are you from? Is this your first march? And you can just hear a bunch of stories about why people are pro-life. People, women who have children out of wedlock and were pressured to abort and maybe did, or they stood up to that pressure and didn't abort and they are glad that they didn't abort. So it's great to get together with those people and hear all those different stories, because you're right that there isn't one singular reason to be pro-life. There's so many backstories to everyone in this movement. And it's great to hear those stories and remember that we're a very diverse group all standing up for unborn children.
When you say a diverse group, can you describe some of the different people who might be in that coalition?
Sure, excuse me. Yes. So there's, of course, men and women of all ages. Many of the people that we brought from Wisconsin are in high school and in college. But we also had a grandma who brought her granddaughter, who's 17. So the age spectrum is from high school up to grandparent age, which, and then, of course, men and women of all different ages and every different ethnicity. It's not just a middle-class white person issue. It affects all races and everyone in the economic spectrum.
Jade Hurdy is with us right now. She's Communications Director for Pro-Life Wisconsin, and she's with us to talk about her experiences at last Friday's anti-abortion rally in Washington and the Wisconsin contingent who made that trip. And Jade, the executive director of the National Abortion Rights Action League, Pro-Choice Wisconsin, was critical of those who participated in that event. In an interview on Fox 11 News, she said, while the people marching might believe that they're fighting for the woman's best interest, what they're really arguing for is to restrict the rights given to her by the United States Constitution, and that is not okay. How would you respond to that critique?
Well, I first would ask, I mean, what is the most fundamental right? And that the answer, of course, is the right to life. So we restrict the choice of everyone to take someone else's life unless that person is unborn. So right now, you're right, it is legal for a mother to kill her unborn child, and we're fighting to reinstate the right to life for everyone, regardless of their age.
Recent data from the Guttmacher Institute, we talked about this last week on the show, actually, it shows that abortions in the United States are at the lowest level since Roe versus Wade. Why do you think that is?
Oh, definitely. I love to get this question. So it's because of technology showing the humanity of the womb. Every time a new ultrasound machine is developed, we can show a younger child, a less developed child inside the womb. And there's also more education. Anyone can find out about child development within the womb online. It's just available there 24/7. You don't have to go to a nurse in a hospital. You don't have to go to your mom if you're uncomfortable with that. You don't have to go to your parents. You can go online and find out if you're pregnant, you can find out how far along you are, what the baby looks like. All of those things are so readily available. And we're just going to continue to educate more young women about the life in the womb. And those numbers are going to continue to decline.
You said earlier that you're hopeful with the new administration that you will see some of the aims of your group advanced. Specifically, what are you hoping for? What are the goals?
Sure. The first one is the defunding of Planned Parenthood. Right now, they receive millions of tax dollars to fund their health clinics that aren't really helping women. Just a new study came out from Live Action that those clinics aren't actually offering prenatal care. All they're doing is abortion and giving out birth control. And that's not helping the women that they say they want to help. In Wisconsin, there's 7 clinics that are federally funded to every 1 Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood has 21 facilities in Wisconsin, and there's hundreds of other places women can go where they won't be offered the opportunity to kill their child.
Jade, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Jade Hurdy is the Communications Director for Pro-Life Wisconsin, and she was with us to talk about last Friday's anti-abortion rally in Washington.